Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Ambassador Ido Moed joins us the morning after Iran launched its missile and drone attack on Israel. The understanding is that 99% of the Iranian munitions were shot down, and not just by Israel. Israel had help from allies in the region as well. And our prime minister has denounced the attack, as has Mr. Polyev. Ambassador Moed, how are you this morning? Or today?
Good afternoon, Roy. It's good to be on the show again.
Yeah, it's good.
If you ask me how I am, it's always a long answer, so we'll keep it to another time.
Okay.
Yes, I'm fine.
Sounds like a plan. So Israel has Iran is saying that they attacked Israel because Israel attacked one of their diplomatic missions in Syria and killed several senior officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Israel has not commented on that, but that's the reason Iran has given. What is your position, and what is the Israeli government's position on this attack by Iran?
Iran is driven by Iran is driven by pure hate against Israel. Iran is bent on destroying the state of Israel, and it has devised a terror machine around Israel through proxies, and now attacked it directly. Those who were killed in Damascus are part and parcel of the Al-Quds force. And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is part and parcel of this terror machine. So when we are talking about Iran in the Middle East, what they're trying to spread is not just a sort of a religious idea about Shiism, but they are trying to spread terror. They are trying to create destability in the region. They are trying to destroy the state of Israel. And as we've seen last night, they are also bent on destroying it. And notably, I assume that many of our listeners also have seen the pictures of the incoming missiles falling almost on the Dome of the Rock, which is the third holiest place for Muslims around the world, and it was defended by the Iron Dome, the Jewish state's missile system that defended this incredible symbol for Islam. So they are blinded by hate, and they are bent on destroying anything and everything around us, and as they've shown last night. And on the other hand, you see a group of countries that, together with Israel, understand the nature of this threat, how serious and how deadly it can be, and together helped us mitigate this attack so that 99% of those missiles were intercepted. Only a few of them got through and created some minor damage in a base down south in Israel.
And countries that have helped Israel include countries in the Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. Israel, throughout the years, have reached out to countries in the region and built a peaceful relation, not just with Egypt and Jordan, but also with other countries, Gulf countries, Morocco, the Emirates, Bahrain. And these countries and others stand by Israel in the recognition that Iran is a deadly force. Iran is a destructive terrorist organization, state organization, that has only one aim, first and foremost, to get rid of Israel, but then also create some kind of a hegemony in the region. And I think that the countries in the region understand that that's also a threat to them, not just for the sake of the protection of Israel, but it is something that is devastating for the whole region. And this is why Iran is so dangerous, and this is why it's so important today to designate the IRGC as a terror organization, and this is why it's so important for the international community to stand up against Iran and to do whatever it can to impose sanctions and to make sure that regime, the Iranian regime, does not reach nuclear capability in any time in the future. They're extremely dangerous. They are taking their own people hostage, the Iranian people, but the Ayatollah regime is extremely dangerous and needs to be mitigated by the international community entirely.
Now, we've seen how the regime in Tehran treats its own people. How they have, when Iranians have stood up against the regime, how they have been put down extremely violently, and nobody's come to the assistance, international community has not come to the assistance of the Iranian people who were looking for assistance in their quest for freedom. But you tweeted earlier today, or X today, I'm never quite sure what to say, it's time to declare the IRGC a terror organization, which many other countries have done, but this country has not. The prime minister said after one of the ceremonies honoring those who died on flight PS752, dozens included Canadians. He said he's looking for a way to do that. How difficult is that, Mr. Ambassador, to say the IRGC is a terrorist organization?
Each country has their own internal procedure, and I cannot comment on that. But we know today, we see what the IRGC is doing, and we understand, I think everybody around the world, when I'm talking about we, it's not just Israel, but the international community sees what they are capable of. And this is why it's so important to designate them as a terror organization today. It's extremely important. It's not just a political measure. It also is a measure that has consequences, and therefore it's so important.
Ambassador Moed, your Prime Minister Netanyahu has said he who hurts us will be hurt by us. So Iran attacked Israel last night. What now? And your war cabinet has said it's not over.
Israel cannot afford to lose a war. We are a small country, and we cannot afford to lose any war. So when anybody, and we've said at the outset, and this is nothing new to anyone, when anybody harms Israel, if anybody hits Israel, Israel will hit back, not just as a retaliation, but to make sure that they will never do that again. This is exactly what is happening right now. Iran unleashed this horrendous attack, hundreds of drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, not just themselves, but using their proxies in Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and Iraq. And it is extremely dangerous. So we have to respond. In our region, when you don't respond, that's a sign of weakness. And not only that, you want to make sure that your enemies understand it is not worth their while to attack Israel. So Israel will respond.
Ambassador, I'll say something for this country as a Canadian citizen. Declaring the IRGC a terror organization should be the most simple thing for this government of Mr. Trudeau to do. It's not a challenge. We lost again. We lost dozens of Canadians in the shooting down of PS752, and that was carried out by the IRGC. But if we're talking about Canada and Canada's relations with Israel, you and I touched on this last weekend, I believe. So Canada, with Mr. Trudeau as prime minister, condemned Iran's missile and drone attack on Israel. Is Israel, though, somewhat unsure of the level of support it has from the Trudeau government, particularly given recent decisions taken and actions taken by this government?
So, as you know, Roy, and I mentioned also in the past, both countries share a very strong, solid basis for the relations. We share the same values. We have the same ideas about how liberal democracies should flourish and how our countries should work together. However, as you mentioned, in the last few months, especially since the beginning of the October 7th war and after this horrific massacre that was condemned by Prime Minister Trudeau very strongly and unequivocally, we have seen some decisions which we lamented, which we found disappointing, which we called to be changed, such as, for example, the support that we were expecting from Canada in the International Court of Justice when it comes to the horrific accusation, slanderous accusation by South Africa that Israel is responsible for genocide in Gaza, and also other decisions for which we are still conducting very close contacts and discussions, but as you say, are casting some kind of a shadow, I would say, momentarily shadow, I assume, over the relations. We think that in the current state of affairs, when Iran is openly and directly threatening not just Israel, but the entire Middle East, it is time to put deeds to words and to take action against Iran. And therefore, we are calling for the immediate designation of the IRGC as a terror organization, for sanctions against them, against industries that are behind the UAV industry in Iran and others. It is time to act, and this is the time. Iran is a source of evil in the Middle East at a magnitude that was never experienced before. And I think at this point, moment in time, we expect our friends to stand by us also in this regard.
Ambassador Moed, this isn't really your territory to get into, I don't think, but I'll ask you to just maybe give us a thought or two, because what would you say to Gazans in Canada who are very concerned, deeply concerned about the casualties inflicted on civilian population in Gaza? And now we have situations in Canada where we have Canadians of Palestinian and of Jewish origins and Israeli origin combating each other, confronting each other, which is never good in a country. What would you say to Gazans, and what would you say to Gazan Canadians and to Jewish Canadians, Israeli Canadians?
Thank you, Roy, for this question. I think it's extremely important. It is not exactly my jurisdiction, I would have to admit, but I'm very closely in touch with the Jewish communities, and I hear their concern, and I hear the sense of abandonment at some point in because of the their sense that these hate marches that are taking place on the streets of Canada, they are nothing but hate marches, are aimed against them as Jews, not for any other reason. And this needs to be addressed. Just as we say on our side, our war is against a terror organization called Hamas. It is not against the Palestinians. The same I would expect people to say here, also Palestinians, to understand that the war is not against them. It is not against the political aspirations that Palestinians have. It's against a terrorist organization that has taken also their fellow people hostage. Palestinians in Gaza are human shields for a terrorist organization called Hamas. They are the ones who need their support. And I think that I would call them to extend a hand to them to try to help them.
Okay.
At the same time,
Ambassador,
Hamas.
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. I have to interrupt you. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. I do that a lot. And we're literally out of time. But I think your message has been sent. I do thank you. Appreciate you coming on the program today after last night. And we'll keep a very close eye on what happens going forward. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, Roy.
Thank you. All the best.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.